Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast with Jack and Cindy. My name is Jack.
And I am Cindy.
Are you now? I didn't have my sound turned up a lot.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to give you the Dave. If those of you who don't know what that is, it's shaking your head.
It's to shake my head.
It's an old, junior high friend, right?
A junior high friend, yes.
Who would, if things weren't right, he would shake his head.
He'd just give you...
Like, no.
He'd give you a slow nod.
Okay.
And we just coined it the Dave.
The Dave. So whenever things aren't going right, we always say, we're giving you the Dave.
Did it a lot today watching the Charger game.
Yeah, you did. I'm sorry, honey.
That's all right. You know, hey, did I get mad?
No, I'm surprised. No,
I got a little upset on Twitter. I've kind of blasted the officials on Twitter. But
did you?
But
being a fellow ref, should you do that? That's kind of like bad karma.
It is bad karma. And I get it. And I didn't blame them for losing the game, but some of the calls were just ridiculous.
Again, you and I talk about this.
But, you know, as when I'm sitting here on the couch,
yes,
I'm not a ref.
Right.
I'm Jack watching a football
game.
It's just frustrating when your team loses. Yeah. And you take it out on the refs. And I get that. A lot of times I don't respond back to people when they're screaming at me. I go, you know, I understand they're upset.
Correct.
I'm not mad at the refs. They're doing their job. They may not have the best angle. You know, that just is. You know, I'm not like Chris and Logan. I'm not going to scream for no reason. Now I'm getting it back into the Amazing Race. Yeah, see, I did that.
How
smart.
You just turned that around?
You have your foot on the desk.
I'm sorry.
The desk.
I apologize.
Now we're too loud. Keep talking.
Okay. You know what? When I show up and give you my Cindy charm and fabulousness and my, I don't even know if I can speak today. I'm so tired.
You're tired.
I know.
I
want to tell everybody
late.
Thank you to my family. I've been bugging them for forever. I want to do this family picture thing in this urban setting, da da da. So I finally, I've been debating about doing it all week.
So we went downtown Raleigh.
We went downtown Raleigh, and everybody showed up. Everybody, you know, Jay and his wife, Colleen.
In fact, at one point, though, I was running around, do you speak English? I'm in a race.
Anyway.
I can't find the location.
And then our daughter and her husband, and then our other daughter and her fiancé, and you and I.
The whole family in North Carolina was here.
Yes, well, there's only one set of family.
Well, yours just, it just would be
But anyway, everybody, some people, you and our future son-in-law were out late working.
I got
and
home so at 2:30 last night.
Yep,
bed
and so
four,
did him.
Was up at 8.
So I appreciate everybody had smiles on their face, went with the flow, and it all went well.
It was nice.
We have good pictures.
Then we came over, had breakfast. I made pancakes.
You made pancakes, and we had bacon and sausage.
It was just a...
And turkey bacon.
A grand old time.
And you made Zachary Mickey Mouse
and
pancake.
And a terrible Z,
because you're out of shape.
I'm out of, because I used to make shapes.
Yeah, you made everybody...
They get all fancy with like the...
But you used to make everybody's initial, like the kids.
Yeah.
And then you made Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Yes.
So you need to get better now.
I know.
You got to get back into it.
Got to step up my game.
Because as the kids get older, the grandkids are going to look at you like, Grandpa, I'm going to give you the Dave.
And you don't want to get Dave from the grandkids.
No.
That's bad.
No.
But before I go on.
Yes.
If you like this podcast, you know, you can go on iTunes and give it a 10-star review. Actually, only 5-star.
Is it really 10-stars?
No, it's only
5. Oh, I thought there was only 5.
We've got a nice review on iTunes.
Oh, we did?
They said they didn't like you, but they liked me.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
But no, not everybody can like me. I understand that.
That's okay.
I'm a tough broad.
I'm glad you said that. I didn't say that. But we also have a Patreon system. If you can help support this podcast and Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys, The Married Man Podcast, The Lost Podcast, which will have a special guest this Tuesday.
Ooh.
So if you're...
Do I know who it is?
You know who this person is. You've met this person.
Ooh, how exciting.
So it's a special person in the podcasting world and also in the world of Survivor.
Ooh.
That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to spoil anybody else. But
very cool.
He's well-known in Survivor. He's been on Survivor twice.
Yes.
And he's well-known in the podcasting world.
Very cool.
That's all I'm going to say. And he's a big Lost fan. Game of Thrones podcast, The Leftover podcast, The Ramblecast podcast, and many, many, many more. You can help support us on Patreon.com/Jay and Jack. No, Patreon.com/Jay and Jack. I got that right. So I'm not good at this. Usually I let Jay do it, but today I'm doing it because, well, it's our podcast and Jay's not here.
That's true. Jay can't do everything for you, honey.
Well, what does he do?
He does a lot.
What does he do?
Well, first of all, no matter what, he did produce our wonderful grandson. I know it's half him and half Colleen. So they will always have a special place in our heart.
Sure he wasn't adopted?
The grandson?
Yeah, you sure?
No, it looks just like Jay. And then he's got Colleen's gorgeous eyes. So.
And he's got Colleen's energy.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad.
He's definitely
Thank God.
Colleen's energy.
Oh, yes. God. Not that there's anything wrong with Jay's energy.
He has Jay's cautiousness.
Yes, he has Jay's cautiousness. And hopefully he'll have Jay's, easygoing thing. But I love that he has Colleen's like you could tell he's smart. He's a smart kid. And yeah. He's got Colleen's eyes, he's got all. I think he's got great. He's got each of their.
He's got Jay's way of manipulating people.
Oh God, yeah.
He's got you wrapped around you.
Oh my gosh, and you too.
I'm tough on him.
Oh yeah, right.
I get mad. I go Zachary Lewis, and he stops in his tracks. He stops in his.
I think that our grandson has Colleen and Jay's best qualities.
Right.
That's what I think.
They don't have any bad qualities, either one of them.
Okay, now we're lying.
Okay, I'm just trying to be nice because you know that's what I do as a.
We don't want to BS.
Maybe we do.
Maybe we don't.
Maybe we don't. Anyway, where are we at?
We're going to talk about it. Talk about it.
Pop music, talk about. I had my Sirius radio on, and that song was on.
When did you have your Sirius radio on?
I was driving out to Hillsboro.
Oh. Nina
Blackwood, MTV.
She's still on?
Yeah, she's still on. Well, they have the whole original, well, not all of them.
Right.
But the ones are still alive.
Oh, cool.
Martha Quinn, J.J. Jackson passed away. And Martha Quinn and... Martha Quinn, Nina Blackwood. Anyway, they're all on there. But
cool.
So you listen to them and they do their top 40.
Right.
Martha Quinn has, I think she smokes. Okay. I could be wrong, but you know, not Martha Quinn. I'm sorry, Nina Blackwood.
All right.
And so for you young kids playing at home, you're like going, oh, I don't get it. What MTV? What they had VJs on there? What are you talking about?
Video, those were the days. Video video DJs. Video jays.
Video jockeys.
Oh, video jockeys. Look, I don't even know what it was. Don't shake. Don't give me
the
day.
I'm giving you the day.
Okay. Well, can we start?
All right. So
podcast?
We're like 8 minutes into this, and we've not even started talking about The Amazing Race.
Well, anyway, I was going to watch it without you on last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, because you said
Friday,
you came home Friday.
Late Friday.
Why don't we watch it? And I said, no, I'm not in the mood.
I'm tired.
And so
I don't like this show.
You came home for a second. Poor little fella. Did two games. He came home for like an hour, turned around, went
stupid.
Back out.
It was an hour and turned around, drive back.
But anyway, I think you liked it. And so I was bored.
Loved it.
And I was good, like, watch it. And then I started to, and I realized, no, I can't do that to you. So I didn't. So I waited for today, which I'm glad I did.
Which I wouldn't have cared, because I could have watched it by myself.
No.
I was trying to stay spoiler free. I had to stay away from the threads. Anyway. I knew the paparazzi people weren't going home. Someone said I wanted the paparazzi team to go home. And I saw that, went, no. It wasn't their fault. I accidentally clicked on the thread. So I spoiled myself. I'm not blaming the person that posted. I don't even know who posted it.
Well, first of all, you can't, because you have a choice to go on there or not.
No, I think people should wait. Everyone, like on Twitter, Facebook, all the social networks should call me first. Say, hey, have you watched this
yet? At first I thought you were serious until you said to call me. And then I realized you were not.
You can text me, call me, send me a message, say, Jack, you know, I'm thinking about putting this on Twitter. But can you possibly, let me know if you've seen it first, because I don't want to spoil it. And it could be like 3 months down the road. Like Arrow, I'm like,
okay,
I'm finally getting on Arrow.
Okay, stop.
Season
Let's just
three.
Go on. Okay, stop.
All right.
You're being silly now.
I'm not
being ridiculous.
I think that should be, you know, if I ran for president, could I pass that law? Nobody can post anything on Twitter till I watch the show.
Okay, ready?
Anyway, we got Team Texas gives express pass to Team Alabama. Which
I didn't know they called up Team Alabama. Did you know that?
Not told this week.
Yeah, I know.
We always call.
And I thought the whole time. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you, because I was going to say this real quick. I thought they were the third team checked in.
But you know what? They were the third.
Are you sure?
When they came up to the, this is how it was in order. They came up and said, "We choose," and it took them like an hour and a half to tell people they did choose not to U-turn anybody.
Right.
Then they ran up to the thing.
Right.
Then the news crew came in behind
right.
them. Team news crew. I'm calling them team news crew. They came.
So they were the third team.
They came, but somehow they got flip-flopped. Does she stop to change her? What is going on? This is like the second time this has happened. Correct me if I'm wrong, people out there listening. Is there something that I'm not seeing that we're not seeing? I swear they were the team that said, it worked out anyway because they were because we said last week they should give it to the team that finishes behind them.
Yeah.
Which was them.
Right.
But then unless they're filming it out of sequence, but it doesn't make that's the second time because remember they finished ahead of a team and we didn't see how they
you're right.
First week.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on, but it all worked out. But they get the express pass, so they're
right.
happy.
And I didn't realize they had to use it on that leg. I thought they could use it whenever they feel like
they needed it.
No,
I think they did say they had to use it.
Really?
They had to use it on the next leg. So that's why we said you give it to a weaker team, you know, a stronger team.
Right.
Because they're going to be, you know, a weaker team's not going to beat you.
I understand. Got it.
Anyway. Let's see. So when we get there, so the first thing is going down a zip line at the Zambazi. I wrote it down. Zambazi.
Don't look at me.
I'm going with Zambezi River.
Okay. I'm with you.
And we both looked at each other saying, okay, because I think most people at home going, okay, if we were on the race, what challenge would you do?
Right.
Be like one of those challenges, like, all right, I guess I'll do that. I mean, it would be a cool thing to do.
I think I would have to do it because you're afraid of heights.
I'm afraid of heights, but for on TV, I'm not going to sit there and go, I'm not going to do it. I'd man up.
No, because I think, because it said something like gorge in the beginning, and you know how you are about food, and I like to eat more than you do. So I would assume that's what it was, and
well,
I would then.
That's what the team doctor thought. It was like, I like to eat.
So I would have done it. I think I would have done it.
Well, anyway, so Justin goes up there. But, you know, it shocked me is all these different things you go on. I mean, it's not going to help anyway. They give you a helmet. Like you zip line, they give you a helmet. You go on a bungee thing, they give you a helmet. Any of these things, they just nothing. It's just you and
oh, you're
the
right.
Rope.
It was no helmet.
No helmet. They just went zip lining. I mean, they just cut the rope. The guy gives you a little shove and you
go down. Then you go.
And Justin's face was hilarious.
Oh, it was hilarious. We laughed.
I was just laughing out loud. And then Team Texas is behind it.
Yeah, then he
and
was
like going, I think he's right. It would have been better not to watch someone do it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Except when I did in Vegas, I did the slingshot at the Stratosphere Hotel.
Right.
And I was almost backed out, but then there's like an older couple that got up, like and they're 60. They go, well, if they can do it, I can do it.
How'd you know they were there in 60s?
They looked old.
Okay.
They looked old.
You know, I'm only 5 years from 60.
Well, I cut them in half and I counted their rings.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's how I counted.
Why do you have to be such a dork?
What? That's how you tell someone how old they are. You cut them in half. I'm not condoning that, but I learned it from Dexter. Let's see. But I just was shocked they didn't give me a helmet. So Team Paparazzi, they arrive. They're like one of the six team to arrive, and everyone's giving all the money.
I know. Everybody's giving money, and
whoa. You just blew out the speakers.
I'm sorry.
You got to be calm here.
I got excited.
I apologize for that. I'm sorry, you people listen. If you have headphones on, I apologize. That was Cindy, and if you want to give her a bad review for that, I'm kidding.
Anyway,
teasing, of course.
I was like, oh my God, he was making a big deal about 20 bucks.
He goes, yeah, I'll give 20
I'm
bucks.
I'm going to give you a big donation. And he puts $20 in, and then Phil goes, how much do you have? He goes, I got $150 something.
And
he's
Phil
like,
goes, well, you know, everyone's kind of giving. He's trying to help him out. He goes, really?
Everybody gave all the money?
Everyone gave all the money?
I guess I won't need it.
I guess we won't need it. I guess that's pretty much the point. Everything
Well, how are they paying for the cabs?
I guess they didn't need the money. Or they gave them other money we didn't see, but come on, give your these poor kids, orphan kids, and you're just like going, I'll give them $20, and then Phil's just looking like going, really? And so I think all the heat, I think people now, I think would agree with like us, we kind of like Justin now, we kind of like Team Green, we kind of. I mean, he seems to be getting along with, you know, Team Texas. They seem to bond it over.
Well, I think they both said, too, you know, we respect them. You know, they said they weren't going to they were a person of their word.
I respect him for not U-turning him. I don't know if I might have done it because that's their competition. I think Team Texas is their competition.
But I'm wondering, I have this one question, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm wondering if everybody would have been so open not to do it because I think everybody thought when they came to the U-turn that it was time to check in.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I think maybe the situation...
Because they did look confused.
Yeah, and I think maybe the situation was different. Maybe they wouldn't, and they would have U-turned.
Yeah, because you're already there.
Right.
So what's the point of U-turning somebody?
Right.
Except the cheerleaders did turn somebody because they made a promise.
Yes.
We made a promise, and I forget who it is, but she always cries. She's the new Justin.
Yes, she is.
She seems to cry. Because she gets emotional. It's a stressful thing.
Yes.
But so anyway, so they finally, I was just like shaking my head. I go, dude, you're on national TV. And
you just show that you're cheap.
You're coming across looking cheap.
Yeah, I mean, cheap and not very compassionate.
Ugly American.
Yes.
I hate to say that, but you came
off. No, you're right.
Came off looking bad in the eyes of the how many people watched the race?
You're better at looking that.
Everyone always said, wow, that dude is cheap.
You're right.
I felt bad for him. Let's see. So after the jump thing, after the thing, the next thing is canoe. You have to go through the hippos and the crocodiles.
Right. Or
feed the crocs.
Correct.
So the crocs seem to be the easiest one to do.
At the time, before they even showed both things you could do, I thought that the crocs would be easier because I didn't know how far you had to row.
Right.
And then what you had to do to get to the top of the tree and all the other stuff. So I was just like, wow, I was surprised that they, because those are the only two that did, the first two teams are the only ones that did the
right.
Rowing, right?
Everyone else did the crocs.
Yeah.
And those are the ones with those shoes. You had to wear those shoes.
Anyway. So, but The Texas guys were hilarious because they knew they had the strength, but they were not a team.
Well, here's where Justin said, he goes, oh, we'll be, you know, they're stronger than us, but we'll be good at this because we know what we're doing.
Right.
You know, I did this. He's kind of got, does it, but you know, it's not bragging, like Muhammad Ali said, it's not bragging if you can back it up. And he backed it up. I mean, they had the form, and the two Texas guys, hey, you're splashing me. Hey, you're doing this. It's just one, two, one, two,
right.
One, two.
But, they weren't in sync at all.
And they go, how are we losing to these guys? But that's the second time they've lost because they don't work as a team.
Okay, but haven't most guys played team sports?
Yeah, but this is something you have to let go and you have to...
No, I know that, but...
You have to work as one.
Right, and that's part of being a team.
Right.
So you would think they would know that.
Well, you think they just watch... Well, how are they doing it? Oh, they're in the same motion. One, two... Anyway.
I guess.
So they get over there and they go. But then you have the team doctor and the paparazzi people.
I can't stand the paparazzi people.
They both get in their car.
And they drive.
They drive away. I go, wait a minute. So we're watching. I go, isn't it just right there?
Yeah.
So they're going the wrong way. Oh, why did we follow them? Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Chris and Logan, if you're listening, I know it's stressful. But, man, you're killing us.
Yeah.
You're killing us. I mean, I at one point, well, I'll get to that when I get to that point. So they follow the team. So So Justin and Diana, they get to the thing, they get to the tree, they hoist up, they get the clue with all the bird poop in it, which was nice.
I don't think that was bird poop.
I think it was real bird poop.
No, I think they just put that in the envelope.
You think it was human poop?
No, I think they put paint.
You think it was just paint to kind of give it the...
Make it look like it had look bird poop.
You think so?
Yes.
It would have been more cool if it was real bird. No? Okay. Anyway, so they get first the clue, then they get back on the canoe, and they're just... Then, of course, the Team Texas is like going,
yeah,
they're still beating us. They couldn't figure out how they were beating them, but... They get to the thing, so that their next is walking with the lions.
Which
you
got
to walk with the
cool.
lions, which I thought was cool, but then this was funny because one of the things is you have to be quiet.
Right.
And I go, well, now Justin's going to have to go the whole thing without being loud and obnoxious.
And talking.
So, but he was fine. He was cool.
Yeah.
The Team Alabama used their express pass, so they skipped the one challenge and went straight to walking with the lions. So they didn't have to do the canoes or the
alligator feeding
or the croc feeding. So they go on. So then the news team's the first one to do the croc feeding.
Yes.
And it was quick.
Very
it was
quick.
Like, okay, that's the one. And you said it when we were watching. That's the one to do.
Yes.
And they got ahead of Team Texas.
Yeah.
So which was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was kind of. And then the thing though, I didn't realize until she goes, watch our toes. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. Your toes are like I know they can't, but they're still going down that.
I would have wore shoes.
I know.
Because my toes, I got weird toes, so my toe would be, I don't want a croc taking my toe.
Right, right.
Because that would hinder me in the race, wouldn't it?
True.
If I'm messing a toe, my balance would be off. Am I right?
Yes.
So then, I'm still not to the other teams, but you have to put fruit on your head. Once you get through, first of all,
you got to do the lion thing.
Right.
And then once you walk through the line, you got to pay attention and look for the skull.
And one of the lions turned around and went after Justin.
Yes.
And that's pretty scary to be calm like that. Because I was doing the math.
Uh-huh.
I think there was three people, there was like four people on the trail with you, plus your partner.
Right.
And there's two lions. I figured I only got to outrun four people. Right? So
right.
I turn around and run, I only got to outrun four people.
But should you run though? I thought.
Yeah, well, it would be bad news for everybody else, but I only got to outrun four people. So two people are going to be left behind. So the two slowest people will be chewed up by...
Great, I'm going to be left behind.
Just kidding.
Because I'm not a very fast runner.
I think it'd be hard, though, when you see the lion turn around. I mean, it's a lion.
I mean, it's
not a full-grown lion.
No.
But
they're still,
I
know they're not babies, but they're still, not the whole big...
No, they're big enough to do some damage.
Oh, yeah. I always want a lion.
Yeah, that's great. Me too. Really want a lion?
I think it's cool.
They are beautiful animals.
Oh, they are.
But No. I'm a Leo, but I choose not to have a lion.
All right, dear.
So they get through. They find the clue in the skull, which is very important later on. Look for the clue.
Exactly.
Read the whole thing
like you always say. Yeah. Am I talking too loud now?
Especially when you're sitting there.
Read it. Read it.
Because only two teams could go at a time.
Right.
Right? So obviously you're sitting there. Read the whole clue. So...
Again, we can say that because we're sitting on our couch.
Oh, it's easy because we're sitting on the couch. So they put the fruit on their head, and it's coming down to Team Alabama and Justin. Justin finally found something. He admitted right before.
Yes.
I'm not good at balancing fruit. Now, I don't know how he knows this, how he knew he didn't.
Well, and Mommy Dearest and her son were there, too.
Right.
So there's the three of them all trying to get to the
Well, the four, the two groups.
Three groups.
Well, Team Texas came in afterwards.
Right, but
No, the news crew came in. No,
you're confused. No. It was the Team Texas. It was Justin and his girlfriend or fiance, and then it was Mommy Dearest and her son.
I don't think they were there yet. I don't think Team Texas was there yet.
Well, Mommy Dearest and his son ended up being first.
They did.
So they had to be there already.
No, I'm saying that. It was Team Alabama and Team Green were fighting it out. And Justin kept dropping the fruit.
Oh, you're right. I apologize.
Do I have to do it?
Nope. Give me the Dave.
Give me the Dave. So anyway, they finished first, and they're happy. They're excited. They're going to Slovakia?
Somewhere like that. But when it says you win winners of two trip to whatever, I'm like, I don't know if I want to go with my mother.
Well, you split up the prizes. They seem to be getting along now.
I know, but I would think you would get, when they said trip for two, isn't it? They each get trip for two?
No, I think it's just.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
You guys that listen to this, could you let me know if that's true or not? I think Jack's not telling the truth.
Why would I lie?
Because you're a liar.
So you have Tanner and Josh finished second. And who's the guy that hurts? Is Josh that hurt his leg or Tanner? Because it was funny because he couldn't do it. The guy that hurt his leg couldn't do it. He goes, geez, first your leg and now this.
I know.
I think he's getting a little frustrated with
it. Yes, he was.
But
and then the green team came in third, and he wasn't happy.
The green team came in second.
Oh.
And he said it's like losing.
Oh, that's right. He came in second, and then Justin and the Texas people came in third.
Team Texas third, and the news crew came in fourth. So then we got
like the news crew. They look like a good little couple.
Yeah, they're good. And she looked the calmest going down the thing.
Yeah.
Most of the guys freaked out.
Yeah.
Most of the guys just freaked out. Then we go back to the track girls are on there.
Yep.
And they screwed up. What did they screw up on the? They went to the wrong. They went to the final thing.
No. Well, real quick though, I think the cheerleaders were kept crying and crying, thinking that they were last. But then because of the stupid mistake of the doctors and the paparazzi people, they ended up being able to bump up in front of them, and so now they were like in sixth place instead of eighth place, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So then they realized it, so they were moving along and doing everything they had to do. Well, then you get to the crocodile thing, and it was the cheerleaders, the doctors, right? Or no, it was a doctor.
I'm not there yet, but remember the team. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you're right. Go.
So it was the doctors, right?
It was the cheerleaders.
The docs.
It was the runners, the cheerleaders, the docs, and the paparazzis.
Right.
In that order.
Right. And then you see.
Or was it the other way around?
Well, whatever it was. Either
was.
Paparazzi was last. Whoever it was.
Yeah, and Logan and Chris, because Chris, we should have done this. We should go to the other challenge. We should do this.
Oh, my God, the whole time. So I felt so bad for Logan.
They took their wetsuit off, put it back on.
And she's yelling at him, saying, look, I told you when we were standing in line, I wanted to do the crocodiles. Just this is what I want to do. And I think he just panics.
Yeah, he does. He gets, it's a stressful situation. You don't want to get eliminated. You are fighting for $1 million. You are fighting to win.
I know that. But he knows, they talked about in one of their drives in the cabs that one of their downfalls as a paparazzi is that they make stupid decisions and rash decisions and they don't think things through.
They don't they don't know when to stalk the stars.
Anyway, so you already know this is your weakness. So don't you think you would be a little more diligent and paying attention to
that? I would be more diligent, but that's me.
And pay attention to your weaknesses and so you would not make that same mistake while you're trying to win.
You have to relax and be calm.
Yes.
But I think it's hard. It is hard in a situation like that because you're not in your comfort zone.
Okay.
You're putting a thing. Because I think that's why Justin and Diana do so well is they're very calm.
Yes.
Except for that first day where he kind of freaked out.
I think he got a little too geeked out about it all.
He got too geeked out about it. Yeah. He's calmed down.
Yeah, he's calmed way down.
I am a student of the game. I know how to play the game.
Right.
So ever since that first day.
Like, you can't hate them because they really are smart.
He is smart.
They're definitely, I would say, obviously everybody would agree with us, the green team and the Texas guys are the top two teams.
Right.
And, I'm really.
But the news crew could be.
News crew, and even the mom and son thing, they really surprised me.
When they're getting along?
When they get along, they do really well
together.
But
I still want to figure out why they're not they're here first, and they don't show why they're coming. I don't know. It could be a potty break or something. I don't know. So anyway, the runners finish first. They go to the finals. They skip the Lion.
Well, they get dropped off there, and they didn't read the whole thing right because it was one in the same place. The Lion and the fruit thing, pit stop, were right in the same area.
So they start doing the fruit thing.
And then saw Phil.
Phil, and they go, uh-oh.
Yep.
And they said they had to go all the way back. So it's okay.
Yeah,
because you still got team paparazzi taking their clothes off, putting their wetsuit on.
Right.
It's like, my God, just make a decision. I said, when Chris had to go down, the thing is, oh, we blew it. We're not going to win. I said, I might have cut the rope.
What did you hear? You said, oh, he didn't die. Well, that was good. What he did.
Well, he didn't die. That's good.
I think we need to revisit them in 5 years, and I bet they won't be together.
You think so?
No, I mark my life. Mark my word. Mark my life.
Mark my life. They'll be gone.
I'm so tired today. I can't even speak properly.
We are tired, but you know what? We're pushing through it.
Yes, we are.
So anyway, they did that, and I even said I go, please let them do the challenge without the cage. Just let them do it without the cage. Just one
time. You did.
I know that's mean.
It is.
I didn't really mean it much.
It's just the whining and the complaint. You're just like, shut up.
Yeah. I mean, you can see why she gets irritated. You know, at first I kind of thought she was the – it's him.
Yeah.
He gets so whiny But I know, again – it's stressful.
Yes.
I'm not making excuses for people, but it's stressful.
So the runners realize they go do their little Lion walk.
And they don't read the whole clue
thing.
Again. After they said, you know, from now on, we got to stop and read the whole clue.
Yep.
Well, guess what? They didn't read the whole clue. I go, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yep.
So then you have the other two people. So they, once they finish, they go, wait a minute. We didn't get a clue. And the guy tells them, well, you didn't get the clue. So you got to go back. And now you got to wait for the other. So they got to sit there. Then they read the whole clue. The skull. Yeah, I remember saying that. And I remember seeing a skull. And she's like, ah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So then they end up falling to last place. And you're just like, oh, God, I was hoping the paparazzi were going to get kicked off.
Yeah, at that point you're hoping because the other teams were fine. Yeah. But, you know, the doctors ran. And so did the paparazzi.
Right.
They both ran. Yeah. They weren't supposed to run to get the clue.
Yeah.
And the one line kind of went for the woman.
Woman, yeah.
And it's like, she goes, well, cats like me, but I don't like cats.
It's not a cat.
Well, it's a cat. It's in the cat family.
It's in the cat family, but it's not one of those kind of cats that you would be.
Meow. It's like you give it some milk and it's going to back off.
Yes.
It's like, okay, hold on a second. Got some catnip here. There you go. There you go, big boy. So anyway, those teams finish, and then it's a slow crawl. It's
absolutely
like the slowest finish. It had it all. I have not seen every Amazing Race. I'll say that right up now. But that has to be the slowest finish in the history of the Amazing Race. You're like going, because they're putting the fruit on. They kept dropping the fruit. And I thought the runners had a chance there. I thought they still had a chance.
I did too.
But the cheerleaders finished fifth. The paparazzi sixth. Team Doctor finished seventh. And unfortunately, the runners, who I liked,
finished
last.
Girls.
Yeah, I just because they made that mistake.
But you know, they had a great attitude when they did their little thing at the end. You know, we've been on such a wonderful adventure.
It's all things
we never saw before. You know, and I always like it when I think most of the time most of them all say nice things when they end.
Right.
And you do have to feel that way. It is a once in a lifetime experience, and that are sitting on their couches saying that they could do a better job. You and I.
Oh, I've never said I could do a better job. No.
You know, so I always like it when I see people that are humble.
Scream louder, but I.
No, you would have screamed.
Oh, I would have screamed like a baby.
Oh yeah.
I was screaming the whole way. I might have had an accident too.
No.
That's a scare. It's a free fall.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but I'm just saying I don't see you would have an accident.
I would just close my eyes.
How do you have an accent like that?
I don't know. I'm just having a conversation here. You're overreacting here. They finished last. I felt bad for them.
Yeah, but like I said, I like the way they did their little interview at the end and how humble they were, and I always think that's cool, especially young people.
But you know, Team Green said that they would not. You say, yeah, we're man of our word. But Team Texas said if we have to. We'll do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're here to win.
Yeah.
So, but if I was them, I would keep that to myself and not tell the whole world that's their plan, because
I don't know.
That would be a mistake. So I thought this was a great episode.
I agree with you.
It's almost like Fear Factor a little bit, because there was some scary stuff you had to deal with. But the crocodile thing, you think with the canoes, that we're trying to figure out the canoes, because they're out there by themselves. What if they tip over the canoe?
Oh.
Are they hippos and the? Because I've been on the Jungle Cruise. So I've kind of experienced that. You know, I've been there, and they've got had to bring out the little gun and shoot the hippos to get keep, scare them and keep them away.
And he's talking about the Jungle Cruise on Disneyland, people.
I've been there, and it's scary. And I've seen
motorized fake animals.
Hold on a second.
And it's not even a real gun.
Whoa, spoiler. I've seen the backside of water. Not a lot of people can say that, but I've seen the backside of water. So I've been on it several times, and so I wouldn't have as much fear as maybe some other people. But do you think that there's like nets or something?
You're afraid of mice.
Okay, but do you think there's nets or something keeping the water they're going through?
I don't know.
Is protected because it just seemed odd that they're just the canoes and you got the Team Texas. I go, don't stand up in the boat.
I don't know, dear.
What?
Did you notice though when they were doing the drop that they were signing stuff, waivers?
Oh, were they signing waivers?
Yeah, at one point you saw them signing something. I'm assuming it was a waiver.
I said, do I have a helmet? Because if I fall, this will protect me.
Yeah, I saw that. That's the first time I actually saw them sign something. I'm assuming it's a waiver.
No. Could have been a life insurance policy.
It could be that too. Anyway.
Anyway, I just would like to know the part about the water. Is it really that scary? Are they floating around there while you're paddling? Because they could tip over the boat, right? Canoe, couldn't they?
Yeah, but it was a different kind of canoe, though. It wasn't, you know, some of those canoes are a little thinner. This one looks like it was a little flatter and a little better with as far as the tipping over. Which doesn't look like
I might feel better in a battleship going through there, just to feel safe. Again, I wouldn't be as afraid as some because I have done, again, the Jungle Cruise at both Disneyland and Disney World. So it's in two different locations.
You're my hero.
They didn't have it at Team. They didn't have it at France, did they? Jungle Cruise?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. Anyway, that's the show for today, The Amazing Race. Dun, 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 dun. So anything else you want to add for the show? We're disappointed that who went home.
Yes.
At this point, who do you want to win?
I actually think I want Mommy Dearest and her son.
Really? You switched to...
Yeah, she's obviously older, maybe my age, maybe older, I don't know. And I'm just like so impressed with her. I didn't like that she didn't like her son and didn't accept all that stuff.
Maybe she changed and she, you know, maybe it took her a while.
I
don't agree with it, but.
Right. I think every week when you see the show, the editing and stuff like that, so I always seem to flip flop it. And in the beginning, first couple episodes, I really wasn't crazy about her. But this episode, I seem to like her more. So I don't know.
Yeah, because right now, Team Green, I like him now. Maybe it's the editing. Maybe it's the fact
I don't disagree with you there.
Like I said, he is conceited, but if you back it up, and he did say right away about the fruit, I'm not good at this.
Right.
But he knows the game, and he's smart at the game, and is, you know, they're both good players, and they both, other than that first time, keep it pretty level.
Well, I think of all the teams that I really could care less if they go home, definitely number one is the paparazzi people.
Paparazzi, yeah.
And then... I hate to say cheerleaders because our daughter was a cheerleader and she's a cheerleader coach. But the cheerleaders, they just bug me because I hate crying. I hate when girls cry.
Yeah.
I'm not saying crying like if you cry because you're injured really bad or you're crying because you're upset about something. I'm just talking about when you crying for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
I know you're disappointed. But the crying just, gosh.
You think it's just the stress of the game just gets in your head and just...
I don't know. Could be. Again, I'm not there.
I'm not there. I am on my couch, and I wasn't crying.
No, you weren't.
Today during the Charger game, did I cry once?
Nope.
Just went.
Yep.
To the Raiders, really, of all teams.
Been 4 years since we lost the Raiders, so all good things must come to an end.
To get down that much, but then score 23. I think the Raiders left their. They almost made a mistake. They left their foot off the pedal.
Yeah.
You gotta be like Bill Belichick, cutthroat.
Yep.
And just go for it. Anyway, I would be happy with any team winning. The doctors, they seem to make, for smart people, they make mistakes. It's like the second time they've made a mistake, haven't they? They've done things they shouldn't do, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because they went the wrong way a couple weeks ago. Right now, I could, Team Texas, I'll go with Mommy Dearest and Team Alabama.
My top four teams are Team Green,
the News Crew. Basically, how they finished
Texas, and then Alabama, Mommy and Son.
Yeah, so paparazzi cheerleaders and
the doctors.
Doctors.
But those are but I think the final three is definitely going to be. I think the final three is going to be. I don't know if it's true, but I think the final three will be the Green, Texas, and the News
Crew. Yeah, I think so. They're the three strongest.
Yeah. So that's what I think is the final three going to be.
All right. And at this time, we'd like to thank some of our special patrons.
Yes.
We have Eckhart Rickner Glatfelter. Remember, we adopted him.
Oh, that's right.
We adopted him because I'm not sure I'm saying his last name right.
That's correct.
Until he says, I don't want to be part of this family. And when he says that, then I'll say, all right, well, whatever you want to be called. Tack from Tokyo and Chris O'Brien. Thank you very much.
Is Chris O'Brien new?
No, he was one of the originals.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Chris.
Jeez, thanks for paying attention. Thanks, Chris.
I have a pouting headache.
Chris is out there going, well, thanks. I've been here the whole time, and now you're just now giving me
Chris,
attention.
Chris, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sure you are. Sure you are. Probably a Raider fan. Anyway, that's it. And remember, there's going to be a lot of podcasts coming out this week. We're going to have Married Man, a special Lost podcast with a special survivor / Lost fan podcaster. Leftovers.
Three Stupid Guys.
Walking Dead. Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. What else? Oh, we're doing the patrons that suggested where we're going to talk about new TV shows that we're watching, which I might hate on a lot of them.
Right.
A lot of them I've watched I don't like.
Right.
Just a little spoiler up front.
Right.
We're doing our video thing this week, too. Our
cool
thing. That's going to be Thursday. So there's a lot of stuff going on. If you want to know what's going on, just go on the Patreon page or send a message to Colleen, myself. Well, not Jay, but any one of us, and we'll help you out. So
right. Sounds good.
That's it. If you have any other questions, send us to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again,
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And the phone number is 385-206-0311, I think.
I don't know.
385-206-0311. Call anytime with your questions, comments, and or theories. And if you want to go on iTunes and give us a 5-star review, you can. If you don't want to give us a 5-star review, if you want to blame Cindy for something, that's okay, too. So anyway.
Thanks.
I'm just kidding. Don't give her a 1-star review. I'll get furious.
Okay.
I'll be like the Hulk.
All right.
You don't want to see me when I'm mad.
Okay.
All right?
And yes.
My daughter's looking at me right now like I'm crazy.
Okay.
All right. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.